Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Pallbearers by Stephen J. Cannell, performed by Scott Brick. This is for Ivan Weinberg, my teammate and friend since youth, a promising novelist in his own right and a pretty damn good wideout on our high school football team. Then. Chapter 1. In 1976, America was just coming out of a protracted depression called the Vietnam War, but back then I was still deep in the middle of mine. I was 12 years old, and boy was I pissed. It was early in May on that particular spring morning, and I was huddled with some other children on Seal Beach around 9th Street. We were staring out through a pre-dawn mist at the gray Pacific Ocean while consulting Walter Dix's old surf watch to time the AWP, which is what Walt called the average wave period between the incoming swells. Walt called swells the steeps. The beach we were on was about 15 miles from the Huntington House group home, which was in a run-down neighborhood in Harbor City, a few minutes southeast of Carson. There were four of us gathered around Walt, all wearing beaver-tail wetsuits with the 60s-style long flap that wrapped around under your crotch and left your legs uncovered. We were his lifers. The yo-yos. The kids who kept getting thrown back. All of us knew we would probably never get another chance at a foster family or adoption, because we were too ugly, or too flawed, or we had lousy...